Part 27, Chapter 4. There had been a delay while a technician changed the cartridges in the atmosphere projector. The emissaries, seeing that Johnny was again about to speak, settled down.
My lords, I do appreciate your indulgence in permitting me to clean up the remaining bits of this odious Tolnep matter. Indeed, I am impressed by your patience. I assure you, we may soon be able to proceed with the legitimate concerns of such an authoritative group.
The influence of the polite instruction discs of the Chinkos was coming in very handy now. These lords, except for the combatants, were definitely on his side. Johnny stood tall in the mine's spotlight. His buttons flashed. The dragon on the helmet seemed to move as he turned his head to Lord Schleem.
Tolnep,
said Johnny, with disdain and contempt in the word.
I have some views that were taken while the conference was verifying credentials. I am going to ask you to identify certain things for me.
Schleem sat back easily, quite composed now.
Go ahead, devil,
he said, almost airily. Johnny looked at him closely. What had caused this sudden calm? Was it just an exhibition of diplomatic super-control? Schleem was, after all, a clever and well-trained diplomat. With a deft touch of switch buttons, the mine spotlight went off, and a new view appeared, filling all the empty space in the room to Johnny's left. It was a remarkable shot. The emissary sat up and peered, very interested. There, just as though seen from the port of a spaceship, bright and clear, projected in three dimensions upon the empty air, was the whole system where the Tolnep planet rode in the ninth ring. The huge combination sun, a double star with a small companion circling the larger orb, shed its double-shadowed light upon the vast system of planets and their moons. The name of the system was Batafor in the cyclo-coordination books, Sirius, or the Dog Star, in the ancient Man Constellation charts.
Is this Batafor?
Johnny asked Lord Schleem. The Tolnep laughed.
If you took the shot, you know what it is. Why ask me?
Johnny searched out the Hoven in the second row with his wand as a pointer.
Perhaps the regal emissary of the Hovens might care to assist us. Is this the Batafor system?
The Hoven had been regretting his involvement in all this for some time. His nation was a traditional enemy of the Tolneps and had suffered much in times past from their slave raids. He had begun to suspect that there were penalties and reparations coming up sometime soon. This spirit of Earth seemed to have been taking pains to exclude the other combatants, and he had seen a possibility of escaping censure if it all went wrong here, as it definitely seemed to be doing. Best curry some favor. He could see no danger in it.